And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick. And tonight we have a jam-packed show for you. This is going to be a really big show. This is the season 6 premiere of Drink with Rick. Yes, the 6th season, episode number 236. I'm so happy to be here, and I hope that we'll have a great time together. I'm sure we will. And join in the chats wherever you are and wherever you can find a chat to join in on for this show. And we can enjoy it together live right here. Of course, if you're joining me for the first time or the 236th time, this is Drink with Rick. This is a stream of consciousness kind of show. Now, I do have my show notes, and they're right here, as I always have them, but I don't always follow them verbatim because the show's not about me. The show's somewhat about the wine, and in this case, the beer and the other libations we'll have. The show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, just kicking back, relaxing, having a great time. That's what the show is all about. Now, you can get in the chats live. Let me show you where you can chat live. I think that we have one that might be down tonight. I don't know what's going on here. But this is where you can watch live with a live chat. The Facebook page, is facebook.com/drinkwithrick. Kick, that's the thing. Kick, for some reason, I'm not really sure if it's going out live or not, but you can check it. Let me know if you see it going out. It's kick.com/drinkwithrick. Odyssey, we're on Odyssey. Odyssey is drinkwithrick and colon and the number 7. That's what that is. Rumble, we are on Rumble now. That's a new platform for us. We're going to give that a try. Rumble is rumble.com, and then you've got you can go to Drink with Rick, and you can find it there. Twitch.tv, of course, Drink with Rick and the number 1, Drink with Rick 1. And on YouTube, we are on YouTube at Drink with Rick. And of course, if you can't watch now, and if you can't watch later live, you can always listen to the podcast. The podcast, let me find the podcast. Yeah, the podcast goes out at 10 p.m. on Monday evenings. Mondays at 10 p.m. Eastern. And you can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Blueberry.com, PodcastIndex.org, TuneIn, Deezer. You can subscribe via RSS, or you can subscribe by email. This is really cool. If you go to subscribe by email, click on that little blue email button in the subscribe page, drinkwithrick.com, put your email address in that little box, send it off to me, and you will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as the show drops, and no salesman will call. That's what we've got going on there. And of course, you can buy me a coffee or 2 or 3 or 5 if you want to show, support the show. And there's no obligation to do that. And of course, if you can't afford to do it, don't worry about it. It's just an optional thing if you really enjoy the show. That would help me out. And it helps me out with a lot of prize giveaways and things like that I do, because I really don't get anything for this show, to be honest. No sponsorships, per se. It's just something fun I'm doing. So, you can join me there as, and help me out, in that respect. If you want to do that, that's fine. I would really, really, really appreciate it. And I appreciate it so much, those who have contributed. I really do appreciate you. Thank you very much for your support. Of course, you can contact me, rick@savoymedia.com, rick@savoymedia.com, right down below. If you have any suggestions or comments or anything, a wine you want me to try or a beer or something like that, contact me there as well. All right. Well, with that out of the way, let me tell you what the show is going to be about tonight. We are going, and of course, I've got my show notes here, going through that. We have a Cabernet Sauvignon wine that we're going to open up and review, taste it, pair it with some foods. But that's not all. We're also going to review a red ale from Ireland, an Irish red ale. It's one of the most popular ales in Ireland, as I understand it. We're going to try it out for the first time. And we're going to try a banana-flavored coffee. Now, this is something that's really, really different. I don't know. I've never had a banana-flavored coffee before, but we're going to have one tonight. I'm going to try it tonight and see what it's all about. That's what it's about. But there's more. But wait, there's more. We also have some National Days to Toast, and wow, do we have a lot of National Days to Toast, and of course, a couple of big ones, and we're going to do some trivia. We're going to do some Star Wars trivia, so get in the chats and play the Star Wars trivia with me. And let's see, we've got some dad jokes, some Star Wars dad jokes, as a matter of fact, that I called, and we're going to try them out tonight. And the usual camaraderie in the chats. Now, if you get in the chats and you want to talk to me there live, we don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion on the show. We talk about things that bring people together. We don't talk about things that tear people apart, but bring them together, because that's what wine does. And that's what this show is about, bringing everyone together. No matter who you are, no matter where you are, everyone from different walks of life, that's what show is all about. Just kicking back and having a good time. That's really all it's about. Okay, so let me check the chats real quick and see what we've got going on. Looks like it's a little bit quiet right now. And I know, because I've been gone for 3 months. Yeah, for 3 long months. And I'm sure there are folks there that have said, where did he go? What happened to him? Is he ever coming back? And that's it. But here I am. It was a little bit of a hiatus. We took a little bit of a break. I had a lot of things that I had to take care of and get done. And I kind of just needed a little bit of a break. But here I am. I'm back. And hopefully you're back too. And we can all be back together. All right. So let's get into the wine first. Let me show you what we have for the wine. This is what we're drinking tonight. This is called Motif. Motif, this is a Cabernet Sauvignon, Red Hills, Lake County, California. This is a California wine. So let me go to the back of this wine. Let me read what's on the back label here. It says Motif, 2022 Cabernet Sauvignon, Red Hills, Lake County. It says food pairing, duck, red pasta, aged cheese. Well, I don't have any duck. And Roadkill Bill's here, but he doesn't count it. Anyway, so we have red pasta and aged cheese. We do have those two items, so that should be good to pair with. Tasting notes, vanilla and licorice. Well, I like licorice, so hopefully this is one that I will like. It's vented and bottled by Motif Wines, American Canyon, California. And there is 14.5% ABV in this 750 milliliter bottle. And this is, as I understand it, it's a 2022 vintage. So that's what that's all about. So let's go ahead and open the bottle of wine. Now I'm watching the chats, and jump in the chats, say hi and tell me how you're doing. Tell me what you did on your spring vacation from Drink with Rick. Let's go ahead and open this wine, shall we? So I've got my foil cutter here, and we're going to cut the foil. There we go. Get that off of there. And, of course, I've got my mechanical decorker, and we're going to do what I like to say, decork the wine. And we'll get out there with a pop. Yeah, you know, it's been a little while since I've had some wine, a little while. So I'm looking forward to trying some tonight. Now, I do have my wine glass, and I do have the aerator. Everything's all ready to go. It's all ready to go. Yes. So let me put this in the aerator in there. No serious displacement there. We've had a couple of accidents here in the past where some of that's been displaced. We've got that in place now. And of course, to hold the glass, I have my official Drink with Rick coaster, the Drink with Rick coaster there, ready to go. None the worse for wear. It's had a lot of wear on it. Of course, I have a lot of these. And to hold the grape nectar, I have my genuine Galway Irish crystal glass given to me by my employers at buytwowayradios.com. So let's go ahead and pour a little bit of the wine into the glass, just a little bit for starters. There we go. That's nice. That's a healthy. I can smell some aromas coming up from this glass right now. All right. So I tell you what. What we need to do is we need to give it a good swirl. Let me check the chats one more time here, just briefly. Okay. Everything's good. Everyone's just going to watch, which is fine. It's all right. I don't know what's happening with Kick tonight, to be honest. It was working fine before. Doesn't seem to be working for me now. But okay, we're live everywhere else. Okay, what we need is some good swirl music. So let me get started with some swirl music. What's great with this? Yes, the traditional swirl music for a drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. More cowbell. Yes. More cowbell. Okay. It's got a good swirl going there. So let's see what we're going to set aside for a moment. Let it breathe. Just breathe a little bit. And while it's breathing, let's learn a little bit more about this wine. Now, I did some searching around. I'll tell you where I got it from in a little bit. It caught my eye because the price caught my eye, really, first of all. Of course, we're on a budget these days. Most of us are. So it was the right price for me to try a wine that I haven't tried before. So, and, you know, I like a good cab. So I thought, well, hey, why not? Wine not? Yes. All right, well, this is what I found. I found a few things on this motif wine. I did go to wineenthusiast.com, and I found that it has a 90 rating, and they price it at $18. And this is, it looks like it's the 2020, I guess it's the latest vintage. But they're saying that it has a 90-point rating, so it looks like I guess that's a good thing. I checked on Vivino. I checked around online, and there were some places that had some pretty decent ratings for it and a few good reviews. I didn't really study the reviews too much, but I did notice that on Vivino, they gave it 3.7 stars out of 934 ratings. And it seems to be fairly well-received. And the 2022 vintage doesn't have a whole lot of ratings for it, but the 2021 does. That seems to be a fairly well-liked wine, so we're going to give it a try now. Now, what I did find, I found that online, let's see, Wine Enthusiast gave it an $18 price on it. Vivino gave it a $4.95 price. I will tell you what I paid for it, because I have the receipt right here. Yes, I came prepared tonight. How about that? Yeah, I had 3 months to do it, right, to prepare. And still things go wrong, like, thank you, Kick. Okay, well, look at this. Motif, Trader Joe's. I did purchase it at Trader Joe's, and where I've been purchasing a lot of my wines lately. Motif, Red Hills, Lake County. I paid $4.99. That's right, folks, $4.99. So it's about 4 cents more than what Vivino had, and $12-$13 less than what Wine Enthusiast had. So I guess it's a good bargain. If it's any good, we're going to find out. We're going to taste it in just a moment. Before we do, let me check the chats one more time and see who's in the chat. Chats around here. Okay, looks like everything is quiet. So, and welcome to those who are joining on Rumble. I don't know about chatting. Let's see. I don't know how to access an actual chat there, but Liz here is a private video. Well, I hope not. It's supposed to be a public video. Well, we'll see. I don't know. This is my first time streaming on Rumble, so I'm not really sure how that works just yet. Yep. Well, it says private video. I hope people can see me. Let me know. Get on the Rumble. Let me know if you can see this stream or not. If you can't, then I'm going to have some tweaking to do on it for next week. Oh, well. Anyway, let's give this wine a little bit of taste and see what it see if it's every bit as good. Maybe $5. I don't know. Maybe $10 bottle of wine. I have no idea. But let's give it a little bit of a whiff. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Some cherry on the nose. And a little bit of... It's fruity. It's fruity. And it smells a little bit peppery. Let's go to taste. Interesting. A little bit salty, I think, actually. I don't know if that's me, but a little salty. Yeah, there's some blueberry here. Got some blueberry. Not really getting any cherry, but some blueberry. And yeah, I'm tasting a little bit of licorice and some pepper. Licorice, pepper, a little bit of vanilla as well. And it's, yeah, but I'm getting some blueberry. That's interesting. I haven't had too many wines where I'm tasting blueberry on here. But what did this say? Let's go back to that, the back of that wine. It said vanilla and licorice. A little bit of vanilla. I am getting some licorice for the moment. But there's a little bit salty too, actually. Yeah, but the blueberry tones are fairly nice. That's nice. That's okay. But I'm you know, it's funny because I got a little bit of cherry on the nose, but I'm not getting any cherry now in the taste. So that's very interesting. I have to have a try a little bit more of this. Let's see how it goes. This is a very different tasting wine, a cab for me. This is a dry cab. Most cabs are fairly dry. This is a very dry cab, and it has some tannin in it. Some medium tannin, dry with some medium tannin, and it's kind of a medium. Well, actually, it's kind of a bolder looking wine, isn't it? It's kind of a more full bodied wine. I've had some light cabs. This one's kind of fairly full bodied, I think. Something else in here I'm not getting right away. A slight hint of oak. But yeah, the blueberry is interesting. Blueberry, it's a mix of some very interesting fruits. Blueberry and it's a little peppery, but it's some licorice, and I do like the licorice. I think the pepper is starting to come out just a little bit more. Now, I said vanilla. I'm not getting a lot of vanilla. Now, maybe it needs to open up some more, but I'm really not getting any vanilla in this wine. But I tell you what we could do. We could go ahead and pair it with some foods. Let me turn on camera 3 here. On camera 3, we have some foods to pair it with tonight. Now, I put this together myself. My lovely wife, Chi, normally she's the one that prepares the foods, and she usually has a really, really nice food presentation to go with it. But tonight, she's having a rest. She's doing a little bit of physical recovery here. So I went ahead and did it tonight, and otherwise she would be doing the food presentation. Now, In lieu of that, I have something else. I have one of her older food presentations that I'm going to pop up here in just a little bit later on when we get into the national days. But for now, this is what we have. Now, this is what I forgot. I did forget a fork. Yes, I did. I did indeed forget a fork. So I guess I'm going to have to grab the pasta with my finger, my hand. So I'm just going to go ahead and do that. Now we have some ziti here. I know. This is so uncouth of me, right? It is. We're going to try it with pasta. Well, pasta's good, by the way. It's prepared by my lovely wife, Chi. Now, this should go well with pasta. It said duck. I don't have any duck. But the ziti should suffice for the pasta. No. Not bad. Fairly decent pairing. The pasta, it does bring out the tomato in the tomato taste in the pasta, the sauce. It does bring that out a little bit more. It accentuates it just a bit. And I think the salt taste that I had there is just subsiding a little bit. The peppery taste, though, seems to work okay with that. It's all right. It's okay. Now, I'm going to clear the palate. Have a little bit of water, clear the palate. And I have something else to try with. Let's see what we have here. What do we have? Back to camera three. Camera three, I have this. This is, I forgot. I forgot the fork. So this is some beef brisket. So we're going to try it with a little beef brisket. I don't know. It's not duck. It's barbecue beef brisket, but it's something. It's meat. And it's really good brisket. Came from the City Barbecue just over the border in South Carolina. City Barbecue, great. Great barbecue. I had their banana pudding with the barbecue last night. These are leftovers, of course. They always are. And their banana pudding is really good. Let's try it with wine. Not bad. But the saltiness is back, and I don't know if it mixes too well with that. I like salt on meat, but for something, there's something a little bit about this wine. I wasn't expecting a little bit of saltiness to it. I don't know why. I mean, the wine's not bad. It just has a little bit of a twinge of saltiness to it for some reason. Maybe it's just this bottle. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Might be me. It could be because it could be. So maybe that's throwing it off. But I'll tell you what. Let me go ahead and clear the palate one more time. All right. Clear the palate. And let's try it with some cheese. Now, what I have here, go back to camera three. I have a couple of cheeses. I have a Colby Jack, and I have a Parmesan. Let's try the Colby first, once again, with my fingers. That's what I've got to work with right now. No fork. And I love a good Colby Jack. One thing I like Colby Jack on? Burgers. Yep. Nice melted slice of Colby Jack cheese in a burger. Oh, now this is interesting. When I have it with the Colby, I'm going to try that again. When I had it with the Colby, it really, the blueberry taste kind of popped for a second. Let me see. Try it one more time. Because I love blueberry. I like blueberry. Let's try this again. Ooh. It sure did. When I had the Colby cheese with the wine, the blueberry taste in the wine just kind of just came right out. That was very interesting. That was interesting. I wasn't expecting that. Let's clear the palate one more time. And then let's try it with the Parmesan. That should be interesting. Get back to camera three. I have a little piece of this Parmesan. It's a harder cheese. It should be okay with this. Let's see. I mean, and pasta, you know, I put a lot of Parmesan cheese on the pasta. And if it goes good with pasta, it should go good with the Parmesan cheese alone, right? Good cheese, by the way. Don't want to waste that cheese. Let's pour a little bit more wine. For those, for everyone listening ASMR here. I don't know about the cheese here. It's not bad. I've had better pairings with the Parmesan and with cabs. I've had better pairings with it. This is okay, but it's not, to be honest, it's not my favorite pairing for the Parmesan. I don't think it is anyway. But it's not bad. It's just not my favorite. All right. Well, that does it for pretty much for the pairings there. Let's go back to the chats for just a moment, and let's check and see who's in the chat. And jump in. Tell me what you're drinking. Tell me what you're not drinking. Tell me what you like to be drinking. Tell me what you like to see me drinking. And if I can afford a bottle of it, I'll see if I can find it, buy it, and drink it along with you. And give it a fair and an honest review. All right. So with that out of the way, with the wine, we have a beer to review also and a coffee. But before we get to that, you know what it's time for. Yes, it is time for the National Days. Well, it's time to do some toasting. We're going to toast the National Days, and we're going to start off with... we got some big National Days to toast, don't we? All right, so let's go with the National Days. Where's my National Day? My toasting thing. There we go. There's my toasting. All right, we got the toasting thing going on. All right. First National Day that we're going to toast. Let me pull up the list of National Days. By the way, all these National Days come courtesy of NationalDayCalendar.com. NationalDayCalendar.com is Marlo Anderson's site. He is the CEO and curator of all of these National Days. And thank you, Marlo. We're going to get right to the National Days. And, of course, today is May 4th, 2024, for another hour and a half. So let's get to them because, while it's still May 4th, we can still toast them, right? I don't think there's a hard and fast rule about that. I don't know. But, hey, let's go ahead and do it now. So May 4th, we have a lot of National Days to toast for May 4th. The first one is National Play Outside Day. And of course, we toast this every month pretty much because National Play Outside Day is the first Saturday of every month. So I'll toast National Play Outside Day. Whatever. That's fine. I'll drink to that. To National Play Outside Day. All right. We also have National Self-Employed Day. I was self-employed for a while. I had a computer business for a number of years, built and sold computers and did on-site support, that sort of thing. worked on networks and things. So, yes, I do appreciate those who are self-employed. There's a lot of freedom, but there's a trade-off to that freedom. And that trade-off is that's a lot of extra work. It really is, because you're pretty much doing it all. You know, you're a one person operation there, unless you've got employees. But a lot of people are just kind of doing it solo, and not as Han Solo, but solo. I know I'm jumping ahead with the May 4th thing. Oh, we'll get there. We'll get there, folks. We'll get there. All right. Here's the National Self-Employed Day. I'll drink to that. You know, this thing is a little salty. I'm not sure why. All right, today is also National Fitness Day. National Fitness Day is the first Saturday in May. As fit as I am, yep, I will drink to National Fitness Day. Actually, in my case, it's more like National Fatness Day, but that's just me. I will drink to National Fitness Day. You know, if I would be fit if I wasn't so fat. Anyway, okay, on to the next national day. The next national day, it's Kentucky Derby Day. That's right. Today, the first Saturday in May, today is Kentucky Derby Day. And you know what? I have something for Kentucky Derby Day. Where is it? Ah, it's right here. Yes, the Kentucky Derby. A long-running tradition. The Kentucky Derby. Yes, I'm pouring some more wine for those folks who are ASMR sensitive, tuned. It's Kentucky Derby Day. Yes, I will drink to Kentucky Derby Day. Absolutely. So here's to Kentucky Derby Day. I'll drink to that. All right. Now we're coming to one of the really, really big days, because there are a couple of them here. And I know, yeah, we're going to get to it, all you fans out there. We're getting there. But for a lot of you nerds and geeks and whatever, like me, today, May 4th, 2024, is Free Comic Book Day. That's right. It is Free Comic Book Day. Yes. It is Free Comic Book Day. It is. And you know what? I got to get back to the toasting. There we go. It is Free Comic Book Day. Every year on May 4th, comic book stores open their doors and give out free comics to everyone who wants to come in and get free comics. And that's a big deal. And it's been a tradition for many years in my family that my wife and my son and my daughter and myself, we would go out on Free Comic Book Day. We would go out to the comic book stores. We'd hit the local comic book stores and pick up the free comics. And I have a stack of free comic books to prove it. Look at this. Look at all these free comics. Over the years, I've collected lots and lots of free comics. I mean, I've got, here we go. I got lots of free comics. Tons of, I've got more than this too, but I got lots of free comics. My son has a ton of them. My daughter does. Even my wife has picked up some, so she can, so we can have someone else to pick up some extras for us. She doesn't really get into comics, but a ton of free, this isn't all of them by any means, but it's quite a few of them. But then we've collected them over the years. So we've been fans of Free Comic Book Day. Now, during the pandemic, we couldn't do a Free Comic Book Day. They kind of put that on a hiatus for a year or two because everybody had to kind of stay home, right? But then they picked it up again. And let's see. This year, we could not do Free Comic Book Day because we had just had too much going on. Today was the launch of this show tonight, and my son, Tom Antio, is moving to a new apartment, so he's been moving. In fact, I think they're still moving into it right now. So nobody was able to go out and do Free Comic Book Day this year. But for those of you who could, that was a big deal. Free Comic Book Day. Nothing like free comic. I mean, you can't be free, right? You can't be free. And, you know, as you may know, my son Tom and I, we had a, we're actually still up there, but we used to do a podcast called The Free Stuff Show. And we used to do some reviews, and I've shown a few of the reviews in the past. One of the reviews that we did was for Free Comic Book Day, and it has been a tradition every year on this show to show this little, just a few minutes long, but a little send-up for Free Comic Book Day. So that's what I have queued up right now. We're going to go ahead and do it. I think it's queued up right here, is it? Yes, I think it is. Maybe it isn't. I thought I had it queued up. But where is it? Let's see. Media? Okay, medium. I just redid all this stuff, folks, and it's Let me see if I can find it manually. That's where is my my film? Oh, I think I got it queued up here. There we go. Is it? Yes, it is. Okay.
Hi, I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy from thefreestuffshow.com.
And this is Free Comic Book Day.
Free Comic Book Day is a popular event for families across the United States. On the first Saturday of every May, comic and sci-fi stores around the country hand out free comic books to the public.
It's an event that brings friends and family together to celebrate one thing, comic books. Not just any comic books either. These are editions printed exclusively for Free Comic Book Day that are handed out only once.
That's right. You can expect to see special prints from almost all of your favorite comic book publishers, including Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, Bongo, Archie, and much more. The important thing is that there's something here for everyone.
Don't get carried away, though. Depending on the store, you may be limited to only a few issues so that there are enough to go around.
Some stores will only allow you as much as 1 to 3 comics, but others may allow you to make off with one of each available. It really depends on the location. Of course, what matters is not the quantity of free comics, but the fact that you're able to enjoy the excitement with fans everywhere, young and old.
That doesn't mean it's wrong to try and maximize your haul. If you and some friends are eager to get a taste of everything that there is to offer, suggest each person pick different issues. This will ensure that you have a variety.
Another tip is to visit multiple stores and pick different comic books at each one. This works well if you may be making the trip alone. Of course, if you're not alone, it still doesn't hurt to try.
There is always a substantial turnout each year. Sometimes there are lines spanning the entire store, even going out the door. That's a lot of comic book lovers.
If you want to make sure your picks are available, get there early. If you want to be even more prepared, you can always visit the Free Comic Book Day website before the event. They have a complete list of every comic that will be available at www.freecomicbookday.com.
Comic books aren't the only thing to be excited about. At some locations, they hand out other free goodies, such as posters or pins. Some comic book stores feature artists and cartoonists that will set up shop to advertise their work. It's a great opportunity to meet some new people with great talent in your area.
It doesn't matter if you're interested in comic books or not. As we've mentioned before, the point of Free Comic Book Day is to bring friends and family together with something that is accessible to all ages. You never know. You might even find a new interest in comic books.
But if you don't, there isn't any loss. After all, they're free. And you can't beat free. This has been a review of Free Comic Book Day. You can access this and other reviews at our website at thefreestuffshow.com.
You can also subscribe to our podcast at thefreestuffshow.com or at iTunes, Blueberry.com, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy.
Thanks for watching. And that is Free Comic Book Day. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and toast Free Comic Book Day. I will drink to that. To Free Comic Book Day. All right. And in honor of Free Comic Book Day, to celebrate it, to further celebrate it, I want to share this with you. Here's what I'm going to do. I have a whole stack of these comic books here. And I don't know what to do with them all, to be honest. I've been collecting them over years, but and I have some duplicates here. But what I would like to do, I've got a lot, I mean, I just have a lot of these comics. And they're cluttering up the garage and my closet and everything else. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to give a few of these away. So what I'm going to do here is I am going to take a few of these, a select few that I have duplicates of, and I'm going to give them away right here on the show. I'm going to give them away right here on the show right now. If you would like a free comic, I will ship you a free comic, and all you need to do, this is what you need to do, is just go to the website at drinkwithrick.com. And you can actually go, if you're in the chat right now, just get in the chat right now and tell me that you'd like a free comic. And then I will tell you, I'll tell you to just go to the website here and go to the form on the website. And let's see, let me show it to you. Not that one. This one. Go to the contact page. Go to drinkwithrick.com, click on the contact page, fill out the contact information, put in your name, your email, a valid email address. When you please choose an option, go down to other. Just go down and choose other for the option. So put in your name and your email and choose other for the option. And then put in the subject line, free comic book. And then just put in the message field, put in a valid shipping address. That's all you need to do. Just put in a valid shipping address. Now, I'm not going to do anything with these shipping addresses other than just ship you out a free comic book. Now, there is one caveat to this. I can only ship to the United States right now. So if you would like one, if you're in the U.S., go to the contact page and fill out the information, and I will send you a free comic book. Just courtesy of drinkwithrick.com on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. You'll have until May 31st to do this, okay? I know that you can't necessarily do it right now or tonight. You may not even, if you're watching later or for those who are listening to the podcast later, I don't want you to miss out on this opportunity. So I only have a few of these that are duplicates that I can give away. So it's first come, first serve. So, you know, the first seven people that can, I'd say seven. I think I got seven of these. First seven people that go in and put their information into the contact field and put in their a valid shipping address for me to ship it to you in the United States, I will ship you out a free comic book. How about that? You have until May 31st, 2024 to do this. So for those listening to the podcast later, or those watching this, the video version of the stream later, you've got some time. You've got some time to do this, okay? So that's, I think that'll work. Yeah. And if you're in the chat right now, let me know, and I'll see if I can get one out to you tonight. Or actually not ship it out tonight. Mail's not running tonight. But I can take your information down now and then get it out to you as soon as the post office opens again. All right. That's what we've got there for Free Comic Book Day. Once again, here's to Free Comic Book Day. Oh, you know what? There we go. Need the toasting background here. Here's to Free Comic Book Day. I will drink to that. All right, we have some more national days to toast, so don't go away. Let's go on to the next national day to toast. It is National Bombshells Day. The first Saturday in May is National Bombshells Day. It's also National Start Seeing Monarchs Day. Yes, as in butterflies. Start Seeing Monarch Butterflies. Start Seeing Monarchs Day. Now, I think I've mentioned this in the past. We do this national day every year. And let me see if I can find the yes, I got to catch up because I'm doing all this out of order. But we used to raise monarch butterflies when we lived in Florida. And my son and my daughter used to do that. They had fun. We had a butterfly garden back then, and it was a lot of fun. I can show you what we got. This is what we did. We had a butterfly garden, and we used to raise them and, get the caterpillars there and feed them and pretty much watch them develop into butterflies, and they hatch into butterflies. It was a lot of fun. It was a really nice little pastime. It was a nice little hobby. It was a lot of fun, and we released quite a few butterflies because of this. And we really enjoyed it. So this is the – here, there's another shot of it. The butterfly garden, the caterpillars, they really, really liked certain plants that they would cling to, and they would gravitate towards, and they were attracted to. And we would take care of them and look after them, and then they would start hatching. The cocoons would hatch, and then we would we'd have these butterflies. And there's one right there. We had released quite a few of these, actually, and really beautiful butterflies. That's my daughter Tia with one when it was just newly hatched from the cocoon, and then it would take some time to slowly flutter its wings and let its wings dry, and then when it was ready to fly away, it would fly away. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. We really enjoyed it. It was a nice family hobby. So here is to National Start Seeing Monarchs Day. I will drink to that.
Sure.
And let's see. First Saturday in May is also Join Hands Day. Join Hands Day. I'll drink to that. Why not? Wow, this is kind of a salty motif. Cabernet Sauvignon. It's also National Candied Orange Peel Day. That's right. Today is National Candied Orange Peel Day. Now, I don't think I've ever had a candied orange peel. Interesting. But then there's another national. I'll drink to it. Why not? Why not? Oh, I need more wine if we're going to keep toasting. I got to be careful here. It's 14.5% ABV, by the way. But it's also, yes, wait for it. It's also, where are my photos? National Orange Juice Day. That's right. It is National Orange Juice Day. And it's not only a Candied Orange Peel Day, it's National Orange Juice Day. May 4th is National Orange Juice Day. So I will drink to National Orange Juice Day. Yes, National Orange Juice Day. Why not? Do I have anything for,
Oh, yeah.
National Orange Juice Day. I will drink to that. Why not? Why not? Today is also National Homebrew Day. Now, if you're not familiar with that, that's the first Saturday in May also. If you're not familiar with that, that's for those who like to brew their own beer. Yes, National Homebrew Day. I will drink to that. Why not? National Homebrew Day. It's also National Scrapbook Day. First Saturday in May is a National Scrapbook Day. I told you there are a lot of national days today. There really are. There are two more here. There's National Renewal Day. I'll drink to that. Why not? National Scrapbook Day and National Renewal Day. Why not? I'll drink to that. Okay, because I know we're getting, everyone is waiting for the big one, right? Here's the really, really big one. Let's see. Let me check the chats here. Okay. We have one more national day to toast, and this is a really, really big one, as you know. Because today, May 4th, 2024, is, I need a drum roll. Drum roll, please. It is Star Wars Day. Yes. It is National Star Wars Day. I hit the wrong button. What can I say? That's me. That's all the glitches here. It's, it's National Star Wars Day. Yes. Do I have anything for National Star Wars Day? Yes, I don't know. Maybe I don't. It is, today is National Star Wars Day. All day. Not for much longer, though, but today is National Star Wars Day because it is May 4th. May 4th as in May the 4th be with you.
Oh, that's right. Great.
Yeah, well, I'm just pushing buttons now. I'm just pushing all kinds of buttons here. It's National Star Wars Day. All right, enough of that. I'm just pushing buttons everywhere now. Okay, I've had too much of this already. And we're not even, we're halfway through the show now, right? Yeah, there we are. We're more than halfway through the show. I need a producer. My producer's leaving. He's finding digs of his own now. Okay. It's National Star Wars Day, everyone. So, in honor of National Star Wars Day, yes, of course, I will drink to that. I'll drink to National Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. Maybe I should do it this way. Ooh, may the 4th be with you. I know. I've had too much of this already. What can I say? Yeah, of course. Yep. Yeah, so it's an somebody shut that guy up. This has got to be me. I don't know how to. I just have to let it play through. Okay. So, anyway, it's National Star Wars Day. No, no, not again. Come on. I hit the wrong button again. Oh, okay. That was for later. That was supposed to be for later. I think we had another national day. Did we skip a national day? I think I skipped a national day. I did, didn't I? Yes, I did skip a national day. That's what messed everything up. I messed everything up because I skipped a national day. Okay, well, let's get through Star Wars Day, and then I already toasted that. Whatever. Here's a Star Wars Day. All right, we have some Star Wars trivia coming up. We do have some Star Wars trivia coming up. Before we do that, we do have one more national day that I did miss, and I don't want to miss it again because, frankly, it took me a while to set this up, and I want to make sure I don't mess this up. Actually, there are two national days. There's, yeah, I missed that one too. How did I miss both of these? I told you there were a lot of them. There were a lot of these. Anyway, there's National Weather Day. Yes, today, May 4th, is National Weather Day. I kid you not. We have weather today. We have weather every day. But this one, we had some rough weather today a little bit. But this is National Weather Day. So Weather Observers Day is what it is. It's National Weather Observer. That's what it is. National Weather Observers Day. So there you go. Some nice sunsets there. So in honor of National Weather Observers Day, I will drink to that. When I am a weather observer, I observe the weather every day. Actually, I am a skywarn spotter, a trained skywarn spotter, and I do that as a ham radio operator. That's one of the things I do from time to time. I haven't done it in a while, actually, but I have a certificate to show for it. I didn't bring it up here, but I have one. Here's to National Weather Observers Day. I will drink to that. All right. Okay, last national day. National Day today. Oh, man. I got to set this one up again, don't I? Okay. Today is National Bird Day. And that's what this was for. It was originally for this. It's National Bird Day. Yes, it is National Bird Day. Yes, happy bird day to you. Yes, happy bird day to you, to the birds. Uh-oh, I hit it again. Sorry. I've had too much now, haven't I? I'm just pressing all kinds of buttons today. All right, I've had enough of this. I feel a little loopy. That's what happens when you don't have wine for a while, and then you just open a bottle. And it's kind of like, oh, woohoo. All right, so let's just end the show now, huh? Why don't we just do that? All right, so that's what we've got. That's the national days. Courtesy of nationaldaycalendar.com. And Marcus is with us in the chat on Twitch. And Marcus, good to see you. And great to see you, by the way. How you doing? Marcus says, may the 4th be with you. And may the 4th be with you as well. Half here. May the 4th be with you, Marcus. Glad to see you here. And I hope you're doing really well. May the 4th be with you. Happy stores. And if you just got here, by the way, and if you missed the first part, it's also Free Comic Book Day, and I'm giving away some of the duplicate comics that I have here, and I put them all on the floor again. But I'm going to do this again because for those who missed it, if you go to the website at drinkwithrick.com, if I can find out where I put all that again, there we go. There you go. Go to the contact page, put your name and your valid email address in there. Choose other for the contact form. Put the subject free comic book and then put a valid shipping address in there that I will send you a free comic book for Free Comic Book Day. And you have till May 31st. I'm doing this again because I just want to make sure. I want to give some of these things away. I really do. So if you can do that, then I will send out. I've got about 7 or 8 of these duplicate ones here. And I've got a whole stack of them down the floor. I really want to give some of these away. Marcus says, unfortunately, I'm from Brazil. Oh, well, that's because I can only ship to the U.S. That's the one caveat to that. But, if there's anyone in the States that could receive a free comic book for you, just let me know there. I wish I could ship to Brazil. I can't. I have shipped to a couple of countries, but it's very difficult to do that, especially these days. Seems like sometime back it wasn't that hard to ship to some of these other countries, like to England and whatever in Australia. I've shipped some things to Australia. It took 6 months. 6 months to get something to Australia. Sometimes I think, maybe it was 6 weeks on one of those, but it's taken a long time. And just unbelievable. And then some of these places, you're lucky if you get it. It gets shipped out. Mark says 6 months. Wow. Actually, it might have been 6 weeks. It might have been 6 weeks, but it seems to me that was for one that I shipped out, it was like a really, really long time. And I think it was kind of closer to the 6 month mark. Maybe I was mistaken, but it was a really, really, really long time. But they finally got it. But there were a couple of people that sent things out to free prizes and things like that that were in other places that I'm not sure if they ever actually received it. They were supposed to let me know if they received it or not. And I think a couple of them had trouble getting them. So, and Canada, oh my goodness, don't get me started on Canada. I mean, we're right over the border. In Canada, and Canada Post is probably, it has to be one of the most horrible postal services to get something to. That's just my opinion, of course. But, wow, just trying to get something over the border to Canada is just unbelievable. So, really. All right, so let's move it right along. And I'm pouring more wine, even though I really shouldn't be pouring more wine. We're going to do some Star Wars trivia here in just a few moments. Before we do that, I think I kind of want to shelve this wine because I want to move along to the beer, because we have a beer to try, and this one is an Irish ale. And yeah, I'm starting to feel that. I've been doing a lot of toasting because we had a lot of national days to toast. So let me see if I can pull up. Oh, yes, the beers. Let me see. We've got beers. We have a beer to toast tonight. Or to try, to review. See, that's where I am right here. That's where my head's at, toasting. Smithwick's Red Ale. Now, Smithwick's Red Ale, this is a very, very popular beer, or very popular ale. I've been looking forward to trying this because my boss at BikeToWeRadios.com told me about Smithwick's. He's from Ireland, actually. He has relatives in Ireland, or friends in Ireland. And he told me he visited Ireland not too long ago, and he said that this is one that it's all over Ireland. It's like one of the most popular ales. And the thing is that I had never really tried it before then, and then I saw it at Trader Joe's, and I think it was like $2.50, $2.99, something like that. So I thought, I'd like to try one of these for the show tonight. So tonight on the show, we're going to try a Smithwick's Ale. And to do so, I have it chilling right here in the official Drink with Rick ice bucket. It's right here. And there it is, a Smithwick's Ale. Put the ice bucket down. There we go. And, of course, I've got a beer mug to go with it. We're going to open it up and try it out. And it's getting late. We've got to roll around because I still have banana coffee to try. Right? And we have some other things. We got Star Wars trivia and some other fun stuff to do. So let me go ahead and open this Smithwick's Ale. Let's pour a little bit of it into the glass. Let me fill the glass up. Give it a nice head going on here. There we go. Oh, yeah. Ooh, it's going to overflow. It might. Oh, pretty close. Oh, more so. It's part of the entertainment, folks. Did he do that on purpose or by accident? Yeah, well, a little of both. All right, so that's a nice looking. It's a red ale, Smithwick's Red Ale. That's a nice looking head on it. And it's also a nice looking ale, pretty much. It is kind of a red ale. Deep in Color. By the way, if you want to purchase the drink, I do have it here. Let me see if I can find it here. Why don't I just do it? I do have the Drink with Rick, you know, the merchandise. I do have the official Drink with Rick wine tasting notebook. If you want to pick up a copy of that, it's available on Amazon.com. And it was for $8.99, but they discounted it. Amazon discounted it, as a matter of fact. I guess they're trying to get rid of them. I don't know. But they have these for $5.99. Then the official Drink with Rick beer tasting notebook, that's for $8.99 still. Probably discount that soon, too. But either of those are available from Amazon.com. Oh, goodness. I just did that again. I'm hitting all the wrong buttons again. This is new. I reconfigured my whole Stream Deck situation, so it's like everything's just all discombobulated, what can I say? Well, I made a mess out of this show tonight, didn't I? All right, whatever. Anyway, so we've got the Smith's Wicks Ale here, and it looks pretty nice. I looked this up online. I have some information on it. Such as it is. And I actually got it from the Smith Wicks site. And this is their Irish Red Ale. Now, interesting thing about Smith Wicks. Let me give you a little backstory on Smith Wicks, because I didn't mention that they're the most popular beer in Ireland. Smith Wicks, if I can find out what I did with it. Well, no, that's not it. Oh, goodness. I had that information here. Where is it? Okay. There it is. Okay, I'm pulling this over Wikipedia, by the way, because I'm that cheap, and that's what I do. So Smith Wicks is an Irish red ale-style beer. It was founded in Kilkenny in 1710 by John Smithwick, run by the Smithwick family of Kilkenny until 1965, when it was acquired by Guinness. Big surprise there. So the original Kilkenny brewery was shut down in 2013, and now all the Smithwick's beers are produced in Dublin. So that's what's going on there. But this is supposed to be 1710. Well, that's over 300 years old, right? This is a very, very, this is an iconic brewery, in Ireland. And when you go to Ireland, Smithwick's is everywhere. Now, what my boss told me when he went to Ireland was that, yeah, it's everywhere. And it's kind of like, man, yeah. There are other beers, but this is what they really push. But the thing is that this is the one that's most renowned, apparently. And it's in the States now. And I purchased this one at where did I push this? Oh, yeah, it was over at Trader Joe's, my local Trader Joe's. I'm going to give this one a try. I don't know that much about it. It's only that it's Ireland's most popular ale. Of course, if you go to their website, it's smithwicksexperience.com. That's what they're going to tell you, because that's what's splashed over the page. And I'm looking right at the page right now. Their Smithwick's Red Ale, their most popular ale. So, I don't really know that much about it, to be honest. So I guess we'll try it. Let's give it a little whiff. And I'm dripping most of it on the desk. Not getting much of a scent here, but let's give it a taste. Interesting. Very mild hops. Milder, and they do say mild hops, but it's milder than I expected. I expected it to be a little bit more hoppy than it was, which is fine with me because I prefer malted beers over hops. Now, this kind of looks like a malted beer. It does. It looks like a malted beer. And it's not that hoppy, but the malt is actually okay. Now, let me read this again. Let me go back to the beer for just a moment. If I can find out what I did with it. I don't know what I do with the beer photos. The photos on the beer. Didn't I have it? It's right here. Yeah, there it is. Smithwick's Red Ale, product of Ireland, says, our ruby red brew with a gentle hop bitterness, sweet malty notes, and refreshingly balanced taste. 4.5% ABV in this 14.9% fluid ounce can. Smithwick's has been brewing in Ireland for over 300 years. Like the castle at the heart of Kilkenny, where Smithwick's was founded. I'm reading this from the side of the can now. Our brews have stood this test of time. This ruby red brew earned its rightful place as Ireland's most loved ale. Now brewed in Dublin, this red ale has a blend of mild hops, sweet malt, and roasted barley. And, now this is owned by Guinness. I don't know if I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, Guinness stout's okay, but I don't know how I feel about that, really. To be honest. But I will say this, is that, the hops are mild. The milder hops. The hops are mild. Whether the malt is sweet, it's malty. It's malty. I can't say how sweet that sweet of a malt. It's okay. Kind of medium. The sweetness is kind of medium on it, I guess. It's not bad. It's a fairly smooth beer. It's not overly bitter. It's actually a fairly smooth drinking beer. It's not bad, and it holds the head holds pretty well, actually. It does. It's not too bad. Now, here's a taste test because I wanted to do this. Let's pull up camera 3. All right. Now, as you noticed before, if you came in the very beginning of the show, you noticed that I had quite a few foods here to pair with. And these foods here were to pair with the wine. But I had a couple of foods to pair with the beer. And yes, one to pair with the coffee that we're going to review very shortly. But one of the things I want to pair with the beer, two things I want to pair with beer, pretzels. Hey, beer and pretzels, the ale. Ale and pretzels, that's where my taste test comes in. Let's see if it pairs well with a pretzel. Now, this is interesting because this is a gluten-free pretzel. It's gluten-free. And it's crunchy, too. And by the way, this is for those of you who are listening for the ASMR experience. Let me go over to this camera. For those of you listening for the ASMR experience, that's what this is for you. Because I know how much those of you who listen to this show for ASMR, like the ASMR experience of the drinking and the eating. I did that for you. Now let's try it with the beer. Actually, it's not bad with a pretzel. Let me see that. Let me try another one. I'm going to try crunch one more for the ASMR crowd. This is a crunchy pretzel. Well, you get to the chips. I kind of like this beer. It's ale. Now, I do like dark ales. This is a red ale. And the hops are very mild, and I like that because I don't like things too hoppy. Now, my boss at bytowayradios.com, he really prefers pale ales, and he likes them. What camera am I on? This one. He likes them really, really hoppy. The hoppier, the better. Me, I'm a little different. Not so much. I prefer milder hops and maltier brews. That's what I prefer. And I like sweet malts. This one's not that sweet. It's kind of medium. It's kind of interesting. But and not as sweet as they claim it to be, I don't think. But it's okay. But it's an easy drinking ale. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. Guinness or not, I'm okay with it. Let's try it, though. We'll try it. Let's go back to camera three. Well, that's not camera three. Camera three. Here we go. Okay, this is what I have here on camera three. Now, this is from Trader Joe's as well. And what this is the Trader Joe's Ghost Pepper Chips. Now, I have reviewed this on the show in the past. We opened up a bag of the Ghost Pepper Chips and had it with a beer. Excuse me. That was for effect. Sorry. Uncouth, but for effect. Okay. The beer will do that to you. Trust me. It could have been worse. I was really holding back on that one. Anyway, so the Ghost Pepper Chips, very, very good. Very highly rated from Trader Joe's. And I had it with another beer, another ale. And they were really, really good. So I'm going to try it with this one. So that's what we're trying tonight. We're going to try it with the Ghost Pepper Chips. Again, for the ASMR crowd. Dang, these chips are good. All right. Okay, I like this. That's pretty good. I like this. I'm going to try it again, but let's go back to Chaz first. Marcus says it's not available on the Amazon. Oops, let me okay. Marcus says it's not available on the Amazon website here in Brazil. Okay, so the neither one of the books are available in Brazil. I tell you, Marcus, let me do some research on that and see what I can find, because if there's a way for me to get one to Brazil, I'd kind of like to try to get one to you. And I don't want you to have to pay for it because it's a fun book. But let me do a little research on that, and I will see what I can do. I don't know. I can't guarantee anything on this, but let me see what I can do. Brazil. I've never tried shipping anything to Brazil. Mark says, nah, don't worry about this. Seriously. But you know what, though? And this is the whole thing about the stream. We get folks from all around the world. And I've had people from many different countries that say, hey, can you ship here? Can you ship there? And I've tried, and sometimes I'm successful, sometimes I'm not, but I really want to do this if I can, because once again, this show is not about me. This show is about us, you and me, and you're part of the show. Everybody's part of the show, and I really want to be able I just want to bring everybody together, you know what I'm saying? And any way I can. And so if I can find a way to get something, I'm doing giveaways and things like that. I don't want to leave anybody out if I can do it, if I can make it happen. So let me see what I can do. And I'll see if I can make that happen. I don't know. I have no promises there, but I'll see what I can. But I appreciate you being there, Marcus. Absolutely, I appreciate you being there. Yeah, and you don't have to do anything, but just be there and just be part of the whole show. That's what this is all about. Let me go back to camera three for just a moment. I'm going to have one more of these because, you know what? These chips are really, really good. Again, for the ASMR crowd. I'm not trying to be uncouth. I just am. Okay. These are good chips. And the beer goes pretty good with the chips, but you know what? I think these chips just go good with anything, with any ale, to be honest. So let me put the ales and the wines aside for now. We have a couple more things to do. All right, I did promise Star Wars trivia, and it's getting late, so let's go ahead and get to the Star Wars trivia. Let's do that now, shall we? Okay. All right, Star Wars trivia. I have a few trivia items here. If I can find out what I did. Oh, wow. Everything's getting a little blurry now. It's time for... Where's my drum roll? Star Wars trivia. All right, Star Wars trivia. If you're a big Star Wars fan like I am, you will appreciate some of these. Now, I try to make this easier, and I try to make it easier to start off with, and then build up to more of a not really complicated, but made it a little more difficult as we went along. We're going to do some trivia questions. Question one. What year was the original Star Wars movie released? Now, that should be easy for any Star Wars fan. And look, you don't have to be a Star Wars fan to enjoy this. Because, you know, this is Star Wars Day, May 4th. May the 4th be with you. What year was the original Star Wars movie released? Anybody know? In what year was the original Star Wars movie released? Now, I was there. I was there when it was released. The first year, this was... I was graduating... Well, it was the year before I graduated high school. That's my hint there. The year before I graduated high school, and it was actually I was into making Super 8 films when I was a kid, and still am. Really enjoy Super 8 films. But one of the things that I did when I was doing my films, my little films, was I really focused a lot on some sci-fi stuff and things like that. But when Star Wars came out, that was really an impetus to really dive just headfirst into filmmaking. Really, it was something that really inspired me to do more with Super 8 filmmaking. And Star Wars, I'm trying not to give away the date just yet, but I made a few little films there before the Star Wars came out. And when Star Wars came out, I was just, it was like, you know, George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, all that sort of thing. Really my inspirations for doing a lot of the films that I made after Star Wars came out. So one of the films that we made, a Super 8 film that we made in our final year of high school, in our senior year, was a film called News at 6. This film, and I've showed it on the wine stream before. I've showed it in the past. But this film was directly inspired by Star Wars, by the original Star Wars film. I was one of those kids standing in line in the 70s. Yeah, I'm skirting around the actual date. I was one of those kids standing in line for hours and hours waiting for my ticket and waiting for it to go see Star Wars when it premiered. I was one of those in the long lines. And I saw it's funny because I used to go to the movies a lot. I loved the movies ever since I was really, really little. Loved movies. But Star Wars, when it first came out, it was such a big deal that I saw that movie 6 times in the course of, I think, just a couple of weeks. I saw it, and then I took my whole family, you know, and said, hey, I told my parents about it, and the whole family went to go see it, and then it's just I saw it a bunch more times after that. And it was a really, really big deal. Inspired me to do a lot more with filmmaking. And that's why Star Wars had it really had a huge significance for me over the years. Now, of course, since some of the things that they've done since then with Star Wars is I don't know. I don't want to get into that. But the thing is that overall, Star Wars was a huge influence on me as far as filmmaking and video production is concerned. And I don't know that I would really be here doing this today if it wasn't for my love for that genre and for Star Wars in general. So, what year was the original Star Wars movie released? 1977. It was released in 1977. That was the year that Star Wars first came out. Let's see. We've got a few more of these. I guess I'm going to have to roll along with these because we're running out of time. Okay, so the second question. What is the name of Han Solo's ship? Anybody know? Anyone in the chats know? What is the name of Han Solo's ship? This isn't easy. I told you some of these were really, really super easy. What is the name of Han Solo's ship? I don't have any music to go with this. The name of Han Solo's ship is the Millennium Falcon. Yep, Millennium Falcon. Here's question three. Question three, who was the bounty hunter chasing Han Solo in The Empire Strikes Back? Now, this should be an easy one for most Star Wars fans. Who was the bounty hunter chasing Han Solo in The Empire Strikes Back? He has since had his own show on Disney Plus, if I'm allowed to mention that. Who is the bounty hunter chasing Han Solo in Empire Strikes Back? Let's see if anybody else in the chat they can answer. If not, I will go ahead and answer for you. The answer is Boba Fett. Boba Fett was the bounty hunter chasing Han Solo in The Empire Strikes Back. Now, someone said Jango Fett, and Jango Fett was the father of Boba Fett. That was Boba Fett's dad. It was Jango Fett. Here's question four. Question four, what planet is Luke Skywalker from? Now, this should be an easy one for most everyone. What planet is Luke Skywalker from? I'll give you a few seconds to think that one over. Luke Skywalker from Star Wars is from what planet? The original planet. Huh? He's from Tatooine. Luke Skywalker is from Tatooine. Now, here's another question that's probably not. Here's question five. This is a follow-up on this. What Let's see. Who did Luke live with on Tatooine? Luke lived with someone on Tatooine. Who did he live with on Tatooine? Let's see. It would be Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru. That's who Luke lived with on Tatooine. Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru. Owen Lars. Owen and Beru Lars. Here's question six. What species is Chewbacca? Anybody want to venture to guess? Anyone in the chats? I'm just going to roll through these because it's getting late. Got to get this going. What species is Chewbacca? This should be an easy one for most. Chewbacca is a Wookiee. All right. And question seven, what planet was Yoda living on when Luke met him? What planet was Luke living on when, what planet was Yoda living on when Luke met him? I know I've had a little bit of this wine and beer so far. It's time to sober up with some coffee. What planet was Yoda living on when Luke met him? Anyone venture to guess? I'll give you a second or two. Checking on the chats. I know. Kick is this. For some reason, we're offline on Kick. I don't know what's going on there tonight. That's kind of affecting things a bit. What planet was Yoda living on when Luke met him? Dagobah. The planet Dagobah. Now, some folks have said, what planet was Yoda from? But that is not correct. Some people say, well, Yoda was from Dagobah, but that is actually not correct. Yoda was not from Dagobah. That was where he went into exile after the events in episode 3, where Anakin went totally to the dark side. And let's see, where am I going? Here we go. When Anakin went totally to the dark side, and I think Padme had the twins, Luke and Leia, and then they had to hide the twins from Anakin, who's now Darth Vader. And who at that time became Darth Vader, and then they had to go, Obi-Wan and Yoda had to go into exile, but they kind of had to be in the general area so they could kind of keep an eye on Luke and Leia, make sure they were going to be okay. So that was where Yoda went. Yoda went to Dagobah. So with that, I think that'll do it for the Star Wars trivia. I had an extra trivia question on here, but I'm not going to throw that out on anybody right now. I had a bonus one. Had a bonus one. The bonus one was who shot first. That's a point of contention here with Star Wars fandom. Who shot first, Han or Greedo? Han or Greedo? Depends on who you talk to, I guess. It's sort of like the other one. It's like, is it an AT-AT or an AT-AT? They generally say it's an AT-AT, but my own kids have corrected me on that in the past. They said it's an AT-AT. It's not an AT-AT. But some folks, they do call it an AT-AT. So either one, it's six of one, half a dozen the other, whatever. All right, so I think that does it with a Star Wars trivia, right? Okay, everything's kind of quiet in here tonight. That's what happens when you leave for 3 months and you come back and it's like nobody, everybody thought, hey, you left us. You're gone now. No more. Okay. Enough beer. Enough of the yell. We have one more thing to do, and we're going to do it real quick. Let's try the coffee. We're going to do the banana-flavored coffee. So I'm going to bring this over here, if I can. There we go. Bring this, well, if I can. Can I do it? There we go. All right, we have here the official. Move this out of the way. The official Drink with Rick coffee maker. And in the official Drink with Rick coffee maker, I have ready to go this, if I can find it. This is what we're going to try. We're going to try the Gone Bananas Foster. This is Maud's Gone Banana Foster. It's a medium roast coffee. I don't know that much about it, actually. I've heard about it. I saw it on Amazon. I thought, well, you know, I'll pick up one of these on Amazon. And I figured I would get one. And so that's what I'm going to do. That's what I did. I got one. And that's what I have here. Gone Bananas Foster. Looking forward to it. I like banana. And I like banana-flavored items like banana pudding. So we're going to put this in here in the official Drink with Rick coffee maker. And I have the water in here already, actually. And we're going to go ahead and try to brew up some... we're not going to try. Do or do not. There is no try. Yoda. All right, so we're going to brew some of this coffee up. It's going to take a moment or two to brew some up. We're going to see what it tastes like. A banana-flavored coffee. I have never had a banana-flavored coffee before, not that I recall. We're going to try one now and see what happens. We're going to see if it's any good or not. And this Maud's, I don't know, banana-flavored coffee. This is a very different thing. So we're going to try it. We're going to give it a try. There we go. We're brewing it up now. Let's move all this out of the way. And see. I'll move this over here a little bit more so you can see where it, there we go. I'm going to brew some banana-flavored coffee. I'm looking forward to trying this out. I've never tried it before. And, I don't know. We'll see. It takes a moment or two. This is a Tastyle coffee maker. I'm going to give it a try. Yeah, I know. We have to sit around. I don't have any music to wait around for. Bye. I'm feeling both the wine and the beer now. I think it's okay. I think I need the coffee. I need the coffee at this point. So let's see what happens. I'm looking forward to this because banana flavored coffee. This is different. Very, very different. It's brewing now. I think it's brewing now. Sounds like it's brewing now. There we go. Here it comes. All right, so smells interesting. Smells kind of, I can hardly wait to try this. This is interesting. I love flavored coffees. Now, yes, I do like traditional, Arabica coffees and coffees from different places, Colombia coffees, things like that. But I really do like flavored coffees. Now some people don't like flavored coffees at all. They just want a traditional. They just want some regular coffee. I kind of like the flavored coffees when they're good flavors, when they're done right. And there are some that I've had that are not done right very well. But this one, let's see what we got here. It's still doing whatever it's doing. All right. Okay. Flavored coffee is ready to go. And it's pretty hot. This is a really, that's one thing this thing does, is it makes a really, really hot cup of coffee. So let me give it a little whiff. Now, it smells interesting. I don't know if I'm smelling a lot of banana in this. By the way, this coffee mug comes courtesy of my good friend Ed, he's not in the chat tonight, but he's usually in the chats, and he gave me this. He sent me this cup, gave me this one. There's always time for friends, wine, and coffee. It's really cool. Also, and I haven't shown this before in the past, but let's figure it out here. It came with this. It came with a really, really nice. There's always time for friends, wine, and coffee. This is really cool. And to my good friend Ed, I want to thank you for it because I keep it here and I use it from time to time. And it's much, much appreciated. So I want to say for my good friend Ed, thank you very, very much. It's much, much appreciated. Okay, let me give this a little bit of a whiff. Faint, really faint hint of banana. I don't know if I'm really getting banana in here so much. It's very faint hint of it. I don't know. Let me give it a try. Let me give it a taste. Now, this is pretty hot, so let me see. Huh. Not tasting banana much. Still not tasting banana. It tastes like coffee. It tastes like kind of a flavored coffee, but I don't know what that flavor is. It just doesn't really taste like banana exactly. Maybe it needs to cool down a little bit. So maybe what I need to do, yeah, here's what I can do. I can make some ice from the official Drink with Rick ice bucket. Put a little ice in here. Cool it down a little bit. Now, that'll water it down, which is not a good thing. I don't like to do that. But for the sake of time, I need to cool this down a little bit because it's pretty dang hot. I mean, this is dang hot. So,
really. Oh, great.
That helps. That does help. Okay. A little bit of banana. I don't know. Just a little bit of banana. Still not much. Kind of, sort of, a little bit of banana, but not much. Let's see. Third tasting, fourth tasting. It tastes a little, I guess it could taste a little tropical, but I'm still not tasting banana. I mean, well, maybe it could be. I don't know. Let me try it again. It does have kind of a tropical flavor to it. Maybe a little slight hint of banana, but I'm not really getting a lot of banana in this thing. I'm disappointed. This is Maud's. Where's this thing again? Maud's Gone Bananas Foster. Now, I like Bananas Foster. Now, I would like to say this. We have had, and I did review in the past, I did review a Bananas Foster mead. And that was quite a good mead. And it was kind of like Bananas Foster, and it was a very good mead. I really, really enjoyed it. And in fact, I've purchased one or two bottles since then, and it kind of hooked me on mead a little bit. I really enjoyed it. I liked it. I was kind of hoping that this one, which is because it says Gone Bananas Foster, would be the same sort of thing. But I'm not sure. I don't really think this isn't really happening for me. I mean, it's not bad. As a coffee, it's not bad. And I can drink it in the morning. This is something I can drink in the morning. But I'm a little disappointed because I expected a lot more banana. I really did. Yeah, slightly tropical, just very slightly tropical flavor to it. Maybe a little hint of banana. But although the coffee's not bad, the coffee's good, and it's not too bitter. Now, my wife tried, my lovely wife, she tried some of the mods. She tried one of them the other day. I didn't have it. I was specifically holding off to taste this. And I've had some other mods flavors before, and they were okay. But she thought they were too bitter for her. She didn't really care for them too much. This one, it's okay. I don't think it's too bitter. It just doesn't, it really doesn't have the banana taste that I was looking for. So, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's just not banana-y enough for me. So that's my final review on that. Let me go ahead and do a final review on the other item. So let's go back to the wines here, because I think it's getting on last call here, isn't it? Are we on last call here? I think, no, that's not the one. that's not last call. Where's our last call? I don't hear it. So there's an owl hoot in there somewhere. Oh, there it is. An owl hoot. Okay, that's the last call for us tonight. Last call. So let me do a final review of the wine. Final review of the wine. I hit the wrong button again. Oh, this has been a lot of fun. It has, actually. But final review of the wine. This is what we're drinking tonight. This is the Motif. Motif Cabernet Sauvignon from California. And it's a little bit of... it's supposed to be vanilla and what did they say it was? Vanilla and licorice. But I was getting the licorice. I was tasting the licorice, but I wasn't getting any vanilla out of this thing. And it did taste. I was getting a lot of blueberry. Blueberry was good, and it actually went pretty well with most of all these items on here. The pasta, it went okay with the beef, but the pasta went really well with the Colby Jack. The Parmesan, not so much. But I will tell you that it did go pretty well as far as the blueberry standing out somewhat with a couple of these, like with the Colby Jack cheese and that sort of thing. That really took really sent the blueberry up on the palate. But the thing is that overall it was seemed a little salty to me. For some reason, I don't know why. Now, as far as the, I don't know, maybe 3 stars. I don't like it as much as some other people were liking. 90 points from Wine Enthusiasts, I don't think so. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't like what I was expecting. Now, as far as the beer is concerned, the beer, the Smithwick's Red Ale was actually pretty decent. And it went pretty well with everything that I tried it with. Whoops. Things are falling apart here. That's par for the course. But it actually went pretty well with a lot of that. Now, I do have one item here that I did not try and that I had on the plate. So we're going to give that a try. Let me go back to camera three here for just a moment. This was some graham cracker. Oops, not that one. Let's do this one. Graham cracker, and we're going to try it with the beer. Try it with a beer. Not the beer. What am I saying? The coffee. I've had too much. This graham cracker might be okay with this Bananas Pop Foster coffee. Let's try it. Okay, this is okay. I like the graham cracker with the Bananas Foster coffee. It's okay. Pretty decent. That's not bad. That was what was on a plate. Yeah, I could do that. Not a bad breakfast coffee. It's just that, it goes good with crackers and cookies and things like that, but I'm not really getting a lot of banana in this, to be honest, so I'm not really getting much banana. So that's my final review of the wine, the ale, and the coffee. That's pretty much what I've got here. Any other final thoughts before we close up the show for tonight? All right, let's check around. Marcus says, from 1 to 10, how would you rate this coffee? I would rate the coffee about a 5. I would rate the coffee about a 5. And the reason is because I like the coffee. It's not bad. It's just that if they're going to call it Bananas Foster, Gone Bananas Foster, it really should be more banana-y, in my opinion. And it really isn't. It's there. It's just a slight hint of it, but not as much as I would have thought. I'm a little disappointed that it's not doesn't have more banana in it. But now, of course, you know, think about it, though. Bananas and coffee. Bananas are a good breakfast thing. Bananas and coffee. I mean, how far can you go with that? You know, how far can you really go with it? That's what intrigued me about it. That's one of the reasons why I picked it out, because I thought, well, banana coffee? You know, I was thinking banana coffee. Wow. You know? So, I didn't. Banana coffee. A little late there on the music. This thing. I got to get rid of that one. Okay, well, anyway, but I was disappointed because I thought that there would be more banana in there than there was. But, I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad coffee. I'd say I'd give it a 5. I'd give it a 5. Does that work? All right, so overall, I guess that does it for the show tonight. We went a little bit long. That's fine. That was the first episode of Season 6. Went a little long with that. Next week, we're going to go back to... We're probably going to show another film next week. Maybe another couple of films that I did back in the day. We're also going to review a... I think it was a Cabernet Blanc or something. What is it? No, it's a Pinot Grigio. It's a Pinot Gris. Yeah. I'm going to review that next week. That should be a lot of fun. And I've got another coffee to review and possibly a cider. We'll see. We'll see how that works. In the meantime, I want to thank everybody for being here with me tonight. And Marcus, I thank you for being here in the chat with me tonight. Thank you for all those who are watching. But there were folks watching here. They just weren't getting into the chats. And it looks like a couple people couldn't get into the chats. They were watching, but they couldn't actually get into the chats tonight, which is okay. I'm going to still working out some kinks on a couple of these new platforms. But for those all those folks watching this, and I appreciate it. For those who are watching us, I really appreciate each and every one of you. Be here next week. We're going to continue on with Season 6. with more fun and more films and more more dad jokes. I did mention that I was going to give out a couple of dad jokes, and we kind of got away from that. But, you know, a couple of Star Wars dad jokes I heard about. What's the difference between an AT-AT and a stormtrooper? One is an Imperial walker, and the other is a walking Imperial. I kind of like that one. I like that one. That was kind of cool. What side of an Ewok has the most hair? The outside. What do you call someone who tries to be a Jedi? An Obi-Wannabe. Which Star Wars character works at a restaurant? Think about that one for a second. Which Star Wars character works at a restaurant? I'll give you a second of that one. Darth Vader.
Oh, you lucky boy!
All right, I think that does it for the night. Anyway, thanks for joining me here tonight. I really do appreciate each and every one of you. At this point, I want to bring out our local celebrity here. Our mascot, the official mascot of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and it is none other than Roadkill Bill. Yeah, you get some applause too, don't you? Don't you get some applause? I think you do. I think you get some applause. There you go. It's Roadkill Bill. Roadkill Bill has a very special message for each and every one of you. Please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your office, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling. Do not drink and drive. If you have to go somewhere, call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab, call a friend, get on a bus. Just stay put. It's not worth it. Don't put yourself at risk. Don't put others around you at risk. Think about others as well as yourself. Do not drink and drive. Don't text and drive either, because that's also very, very dangerous. Because I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.